Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning I'm talking to Russ Rogue, who's President and CEO of Metrofloor. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. We ran a story a few weeks ago that you had an asbestos summit down in Georgia and brought your distributors in. I want to talk about that. Most people know Metrofloor has launched a line of products called Aspecta about 3 years ago. And the focus for this meeting was to focus on the commercial market and help teach your distributors how to be the ambassadors for this product. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way of putting it. As you noted, we launched the Aspecta product line and brand back in 2014 at NeoCon, and then in 15, 16, and 17, we typically have a one-week summit meeting where we invite all of our distributors to join us for a week of learning about our products, where to hunt, which segments provide the best opportunities, and if there are news stories and messages that we think it's important that they recommunicate out to the audiences on which they're calling, whether architects, designers, and users. We use this summit to try to get that across, and it's a bit of a train-the-trainer type of an event for us that seems to be quite productive.
Yeah, one more little background information. Most people also know that you're a major player and actually a long-time player in the LVT category and then with Aspecta in this rigid core category. So been around for many years and sell through all types of different channels with the Metrofloor name and the Halsted name. Correct.
Yeah, correct. So on the Metrofloor side of the equation, Kemp, we sell pretty much exclusively to and through independent wholesale distribution. We have predominantly focused until 2014 when the Aspecta brand came online. We had been selling mostly to independent distribution who then resells to retailers, floor covering dealers, contractors that focus on multifamily, but we had really done very little in the specified commercial business, and that's why we created the Aspecta brand and portfolio to get some diversification within our overall scope and head down that path. On the Halsted side of the equation, that sister company sells similar or like products to the home centers, both in floating LVT as well as now this new rigid core or WPC category.
All right. So, I mean, the topic we're talking about here is probably the topic of the year because it's the fastest growing category in the business right now. There's a lot of stories to tell. Let's talk about some of this. Like, take, for instance, the theme of your meeting was a clear vision for the future of Aspecta. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah. When we first introduced the Aspecta brand and portfolio, I think that we used certain performance characteristics and attributes of the products to be the hallmark, whether that be style and design, performance, life cycle analysis and the cost of ownership. All of those things are certainly important and viable, and I think contractors and users, architects, et cetera, all have an interest in knowing about those particular product attributes. But going into this meeting, the meeting that we just concluded, we used a meeting phrase or theme which was called a clear vision for the future, and the word clear was subliminally also intended to be a reference to transparency. As you know, we had Rochelle Rautman join our organization a little over a year ago as our chief sustainability officer, and one of the things that she's done remarkably well in the past 12 months has been to refine and tailor our sustainability and transparency message to be, a big part of what makes us, we think, unique and different from other similar products out in the marketplace. That was kind of an underlying theme and message that we wanted to communicate with our distributors so that they could begin to feel comfortable talking about health product declaration documents, our environmental product declaration documents, the declare labels that we have for all three of our Aspecta collections. And we even broached the subject of biophilia, which kind of ties into the transparency and sustainability message. But in many cases, Kemp, these are new themes that are not always top of mind for a traditional distributor rep, but they are top of mind for the customers on whom they're calling. So we're trying to get them prepped to feel more comfortable talking about these things because we know that that's what's going to help us, we think, separate our product and our brands from others that may be out there.
Yeah, let's key in on two of those topics because on this whole transparency topic, most people know that these products, the wear surface on them, is a vinyl product. And you have a great message there because of the virgin products that you use and the fact that they're phthalate-free, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So every collection within the Aspecta portfolio, 1, 5, and 10, which have numeral designations for the type of products that they are, but in any case, they're all produced with virgin vinyl, virgin PVC, and they all use plasticizer, which is, you know, chemically referred to in an abbreviated fashion of DOTP, which is considered a phthalate-free or non-phthalate plasticizer. So we do have, from an ingredient perspective, we think a very robust health and safety type of a story, and we believe we're making one of the safest products of its type. Isocor, which is the platform that we use for Aspecta 10, our rigid core product in the commercial arena, it also acts as the platform for another brand that we sell called Engage Genesis, which is really built for the retail or residential side of our business. But in any case, Isocor in and of itself is a non-plasticized core, so not only is it made from virgin PVC, it also happens to contain no plasticizer whatsoever. So those were some of the ingredient and safety, health and safety attributes that we also talked about during the course of this meeting.
Again, let's talk about biophilia, which is, again, another topic that plays well to the A&D community. And as you probably know, that biophilia message on the soft surface side, David Oakey at Interface has been playing for a while, and it makes sense that you talk about the benefit of offering a flooring that gives the imagery of nature and gives the inhabitants of the space the feeling that they're in a natural environment, right?
Yeah, biophilia is a pretty in-depth science and art, some might argue, you know, around bringing the outside in. In a lot of cases, it has a positive effect on the people that work and live in those spaces. So if it's in a corporate environment, a biophilically designed environment has an effect on worker productivity. If it's in a healthcare environment, it can affect how quickly somebody recovers. It's really kind of a unique, as I said, combination of art and science. We created a CEU on biophilia to help our own salespeople as well as our distributor folks kind of get this new message from us across. So we expect that probably within the next 30 days or so that will be out in the public, and we look forward to using that CEU as a way to try to get this, you know, message out to the A&D community on our company's behalf.
One last question I've got for you. The distributors you brought in, I'm sure you were filling them full of information they can use to be more successful. As you grow this business and call on A&D, is that a joint effort with your own people and the distributors, or do they take the charge themselves?
It's definitely a joint effort, Kemp. That's a good question. We have a limited sales force when it's all said and done. We have about a dozen Metro Floor Aspecta employees that are out there working hand-in-hand in conjunction with our distributors. But, you know, it's really when you get to the distributor level, and we have 12 distributors that sell and or represent the Aspecta product line, and if you start to look at that extrapolated sales force, you know, our 12 people are working hand-in-hand with, let's say, another group of 60, and that is ultimately the army that we're trying to empower with knowledge and messaging and storylines to get our point across.
All right, Russ, it's great to catch up with you. And again, been talking to Russ Rogue, the president and CEO of Metroflor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.